Welcome back, everybody. We're here, we're live, and we're ready to roll with Health Talks with Dr. Trin. The one show, maybe the only show, that shows you how to live a healthier life, gives you a place to talk about your health. Maybe give you some tips and ideas or some insights you didn't have. From the whole world of Dr. Trin, welcome, sir, with your whole...
Hey, guys. Good morning. It's Thursday again already.
Holy it's moly. Thursday and it's raining. Are we going to have anybody here? Nobody comes when it rains. They all in bed. Then nobody wants to get out of bed.
Yeah, we have my good friend and my personal dentist, actually.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Rosa.
Does she give you a discount just because you let her on the show here today?
She pulls teeth without pain.
Can't be. No. Can't be.
That's the incentive, yes.
No, pulls teeth without pain. What that means is she pulls teeth that are normal. They're painless.
Oh, is that it? She just takes any tooth out.
Pulling teeth without pain. I'm just kidding. She's also on our team for tongue out. She is our missionary dentist.
Our missionary dentist. What's that mean?
You have your own dentist at the moment.
Yeah, she's our only dentist.
Oh, so she's the right. She's the best dentist on the team. We can say that with confidence.
Yes, I'll take that title.
The absolute best dentist. So give us a
Mimi from Haiti is online, so she says hi, Rosa.
Oh, cool. There you go.
We miss her so much.
So Dr. Rosie, you got a rosy look this morning here. Well, give us a quick background. Where's your practice? What do you do? And then we'll talk about periodontal disease today. There's an exciting topic.
I've been practicing for 20 years.
You can't be. You only look like you're 20. Come on.
Yeah,
here.
You're 25. You started pulling teeth at 5.
Asian, you know how Asians are. You start young.
They start young. Get your brother over here. Let me pull your tooth out. She's a dentist. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how they whip you in shape. You know, they start them young. So I have two dental practices, one in Fountain Valley and one in San Antustin. So it's called Rosie Dental. And the mission is to really just to make dentistry fun again. That was the whole point.
What? Dentistry can't be fun. I hate going to the dentist. I do everything but go to the dentist.
That's the whole point. So we really try to make it fun. I mean, we have movies you can watch with headphones, listen to music. We do lavender oil therapy.
What? I mean,
yeah, we really pamper you here.
It's a spa. It's a day spa.
It's a day spa.
You just keep your mouth open while you're spying.
Exactly.
They do work while you're spying.
Do I listen to rain fall? Does somebody give me a hot oil massage or rocks on my back or something here? I mean, is it that therapeutic?
You actually get rocks. You get some kind of warm thing on your forehead. I remember.
Yeah, we do like a heated lavender mask after the treatment. See? So we really try to, pamper you from beginning to end.
What's your website?
RosieDental.com.
Nice. Yeah, our whole family sees Rosa. Yeah, that's why my teeth is so white. Look.
They're still there.
They're still there. That's the key thing.
Yeah, that's the goal. We got to help you guys with your teeth until you die.
Can I ask you one silly question before you get serious here? I have not had good teeth. I have not been blessed with good teeth. My teeth have deteriorated. I had to get, fake, whatever you call these.
Get closer to the camera.
Yeah, I had to get, these are all fake. These aren't, they grounded down and put little crowns on all these things here and stuff to make it look good. And one of the things the doctor said to me, I've gone to different dentists. I don't have an affinity necessarily. Although the one at Rancho I went to last pretty good. Anyway, she said, didn't anybody ever teach you how to brush your teeth? I said, yeah, it's like a saw. I just take it and I just yank it. She said, no wonder your teeth are all ground down. You're like sawing them all the time here. You're not brushing them with strokes. I said, no, it's just to get it over with as quick as possible. I take this thing and go and just saw it back and forth over and over and over again until I saw off all my teeth. I don't know. Nobody ever showed me. Is that common or does everybody know how to brush their teeth but me here?
No, actually, that's the funniest thing. Nobody's actually teaches anybody in school how to brush their teeth. So isn't that the most scariest thing? The most basic element, and it's not properly taught at all. But yet, expect expected to know how to do it.
Yeah, and you just take it and you stick it in there and you shove it around, and it's sort of like if you cover all the ground. I go back and forth, not up and down, and that somehow I think I've covered the surface area and I've eliminated all the bad stuff. But have I really got between the teeth and around the gum and all stuff? No, I just want to get it over with.
Wait, do you go this way when you brush your teeth? Yeah. Or do you go this way?
Not up and down. I go back.
What's the science behind it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so if you do the chain, well, this is the problem. When our moms taught us, like, harder the better.
Yes, you know? Right, exactly.
But that actually was more damaging than anything in the long run. Because you're right, you can actually saw or burn off the enamel and your gums away. You can actually abrade it. So technically, you're supposed to use circle motions because it controls the speed, technically. But if you're using an electric toothbrush, you technically just hold it and let it do the work.
So has life gotten better since? I don't know how many people have an electric toothbrush. I see them everywhere. My wife uses one. I don't. But are we seeing better results as more people move to that? Or is that still a minority? Most of us are just sawing away at our teeth here.
You know, it's funny because the electric toothbrush is actually the most best thing I recommend my patients to use. It's just that usually people are turned off by buying one because there's so many on the market. I mean, it ranges anywhere from like a cheap one from $10 up to $250.
Yeah, right.
And so there's one that I recommend people to buy on Groupon. It's only $30. And I love it. I use it personally. Really? I tried so many.
Well, let's give them a shout out. We'll give them a free ad here today. Who is it? Who should we buy? Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Groupon. It's called Jet Wave Toothbrush. Let me see if I can pull it up.
And how much how much stock do you own in Jet Wave Toothbrush?
I don't even own anything. That's how good it is. I just love it.
I've heard so much things about how bad fluoride is to, like, is it dangerous to your brain? Does fluoride harm you in different ways?
You're not going back to that old thing here again.
There's toothpaste without fluoride now.
There is?
Yes, there is. So, you hear that a lot.
So what's the truth behind fluoride?
Okay.
Is it good? Is it bad?
You know, well, first, let's just make sure everybody understands fluoride is a natural element.
I didn't know.
It's not made up chemicals. It's not like
it is on our periodic element, table elements, right?
Right.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
So it is
natural. It is on the elemental table.
It's real stuff. It's not some fake thing they made up here, right?
No. Now, for me, based on I look as clinical. I look at from the times that I've been working as a dentist, I talk to people who use fluoride, who don't use fluoride. So I look at things based on evidence. And the people that have used fluoride, I notice that they do have less cavities or less issues versus a person who not have fluoridated water or were not exposed to fluoride at all. And you have to understand, fluoride on a small scale is totally fine. Just like anything. I mean, of course, if you over ingest it, is that.
And can I give you a silly example of that? And this may be, again, maybe this is an old tale I was told and believed. I don't know the science. But I'm told that there is a small amount of arsenic in apple cores. And that was why I always said, don't eat the apple core because it actually has some arsenic in it. I don't know if that's really true or not, but arsenic, which is deadly, it does exist in tiny trace amounts in other foods and things that we eat, apparently.
I mean, it's tough. You can't control like what's being grown in the soil. I mean, there's so much that, you know, water run waste. I mean, it's so hard.
Well, that too. That's true too. So, the pollution.
So the amount of fluoride that's in toothpaste, is that okay? Or is that dangerous or what?
That's okay. I mean, if you've noticed, it's been clinical studies for how long? We've been having toothpaste for, Crest started, 60, maybe 70 years ago? So I look at that and I grew up on it. And I look at the people who didn't grow up on it, they have more cavities. So I sometimes kind of want to say, I laugh at people who are like, oh, I don't want to use fluoride. It's such a new age kind of a thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't any a lot of long-term clinical studies on it.
So when did we get, here's a bigger issue we'll ask everybody out there. We all are afraid now of any drug. Many, up to a third of Americans say, I will not take the COVID vaccine under any circumstance because vaccines are all terrible. They cause autism. They cause, they're filled with mercury. They have all sorts of horrible stuff in them. All vaccines are bad. Anti-vaxxers, they call them. When I was a kid, you guys are laughing, but I'm the oldest one in the room here. I remember when they fluoridated water as a little kid. I was that first crowd in the 60s, late 50s and the 60s, where they started fluoridating water streams. And people rose up in arms in the same way they're saying, I'm not like going to let you force me to do a vaccine. I'm not going to take that fluoridated water. It's either evil and bad, or are you really going to laugh? It was a communist plot. There were a lot of people that thought this was literally mind control. This was some sort of evil plot, probably communist. Mm-hmm. I mean, people would say this stuff and you'd go, oh, come on. We deal in a world where feelings are more important than facts. What do you talk about that? My feelings, I don't know. I don't feel safe. I don't feel like I like that. Well, here's the facts. I know, but it still doesn't make me feel good.
Well, here's the fact, and Rosa can talk more about it. Sure. There is a correlation between bad teeth, bad gums, and Alzheimer's.
Really?
Yep.
You're kidding. Okay. Yikes.
What's the science behind that, Rosa? Is it a...
Well, remember, so I did the presentation at the Orange County of Alzheimer's. And so basically, bacteria is common in our mouth. We will always tend to accumulate bacteria.
Obviously.
But we want to make sure that it's at a certain level that is still manageable. Like, there's good bacteria and bad bacteria. We can't sit here and avoid saying, like, we have to be zero bacteria. But we want to be able to keep it to an amount that our immune system can still fight it and be able to defend ourselves.
And can I stop you 1 second? I'll just stop you along the way. I don't want to lose this train of thought. But Dr. Trin has done things about healthy gut syndrome. And that goes to the core of like acidophilus and other crazy bacteria in yogurt or other things. Is there such as good bacteria in your mouth, in your gut and everything? Are we trying to kill all bacteria?
No. There's good bacteria that we want to keep. That's why I said you can't take everything out. Like, you want to have good bacteria. And of course, there's going to be amount of bad bacteria in your mouth too. We can't deny that. But of course, a lot of people don't realize they start to not take care of the hygiene, that the bad bacteria starts to overpower the good bacteria.
Okay.
So if there's a lot of bacteria in our mouth, we have to think about it. Now, every time we swallow, it's going into our blood system. There's now more bacteria going downwards. Now, our brain actually technically doesn't have a proper barrier. So being here so close to our mouth, the bacteria can actually go up into the brain.
You got to walk me through that one, because I thought there's a blood-brain barrier that keeps bad stuff in your blood from crossing into the brain.
There is, but bacteria, unfortunately, there is not all where it can defend every bacteria, right, Dr. Trin?
Yeah.
So it's not like it's a, you have to understand, it's still permeable. Things can still pass through.
Pass through. It's not a rock solid wall here. Things can seep through.
No, it's not a steel membrane, you know?
Right.
So
not 100%.
So no, stuff no, get no, bad no. bacteria. Walk, you're really making the case that bad bacteria in my mouth, junk that's sitting around that I didn't rinse or I didn't brush or I didn't eat right or whatever it is causing this bacteria, somehow gets into my blood system or seeps literally from my mouth somehow through my skull into my brain here or whatever?
Yeah, there's a higher incidence of dental disease, gum disease, and heart disease.
Heart as well as
brain health. And so the clinical trials are being done to connect the two, but there are specific toxins that are released by specific bacteria that's in your mouth, your teeth, that is found up here in the brain.
So will flossing or, I mean, not flossing, but or brushing, flossing just gets rid of chunks of stuff. Would brushing and with fluoride, what does fluoride do? It's some sort of antibacterial thing. It somehow kills bacteria, fluoride?
It's known to basically, I want to say, strengthen the enamel, but it actually just helps prevent cavities, buildup of bacteria.
Can't I just take some sort of mouthwash and I just put this stuff and I rinse it out and zap, I've killed everything in my mouth?
Basically, it just kind of creates like a protectant to your teeth. So I always look at as brushing your teeth as kind of like washing your car, right? You got to like get everything, all the grime, the dirt off. And your flossing is like your detailer. You're going to start cleaning the rims and the tires of the car, right?
That makes it more appealing to me. Now, brushing never seemed appealing. Now I'm detailing my car. I do that.
That's the whole point. I try to make it fun so it becomes really relatable to people. And then fluoride is kind of like a coating. It's like wax to the car, you know, so it protects the car.
And you know what? So, Dr. Trin had some of his teeth pulled out and she put gold ones in there. And then he put 23-inch rims in the back there. He really tricked it out.
That's right. Gotta drive that baby.
When the economy collapses and the world ends, at least I got a gold teeth.
I think you can pull it out.
Pull that and trade it for something.
It's going to be worth a lot of money.
Trade that tooth for something, right?
All right, so that's a cool idea. Detail, you wash your car, you detail, particularly guys, we wash and treat that baby right. But our teeth, I just wanted to get it over with as quick as I can.
I mean, the goal is you want to keep your teeth until you die. Yeah. So it's kind of like your car. If you love your car, I mean, I know you're going to take care of it because you want to be able to drive and enjoy it. And teeth are the same thing. I don't sit here and tell people you can't eat candy or enjoy things in life. But if you take care of your teeth correctly, you can still enjoy those things in life and still be able to have your teeth. Health-wise, it's intact. And like Dr. Trin said, you're at less risk of Alzheimer's dementia, which is a huge thing. And your blood pressure is more controlled. Diabetes is more controlled.
Oh, my goodness. Just from having healthy gums, healthy bacteria in your mouth here. That, now you're scaring me into brushing my teeth. I used to
This is the engine to the car. This is your engine.
Wait, I got a question about mouthwash.
Yes.
Yes.
So some folks are saying the mouthwash has chemicals in it that are not healthy for you, that are, you know, cancer causing, blah, blah, blah. And at the same time, others are just using, is it baking soda for mouthwash or something, a mixture of baking soda and stuff? So who's right? I mean, is mouthwash good for you, bad for you, or should you use baking soda? And does baking soda even work as a mouthwash? I don't know.
Well, those are a lot of good stuff. So I'll go through these myths, because the reason why is because I sit here and talk with my patient and I ask them, what do you use? And sometimes I can see a person who has worn down enamel. They're like, oh yeah, I always put baking soda on top of my toothpaste because my mom taught me that.
Right.
It's like a very old school kind of a thing. And I said, well, think about baking soda. It is really gritty, right? Baking soda. And I always ask, would you put baking soda on your car paint to polish it?
No.
And they're like, no, it's so gritty. I would scratch my paint, the shine. I said, that's exactly what you're doing to your teeth. So you can actually abrade the enamel, which is the outer coating. That's what gives it the white look to the teeth.
And that's exactly what I did. I took all the overtime, sawing it, baking soda, everything. I literally, so I had all this redone. I had no, and the teeth were there, but there was no enamel. I had, and then I used to eat a lot of citrus and stuff too, acidic kind of stuff. I took all that enamel. I took the paint all off the body here.
Yep, there you go. So you had to redo the whole body.
I stripped it down to the bare metal, buddy.
So is Listerine safe? Is Listerine and all those mouthwash?
You know, I'm kind of very mixed because you're right. There's a lot of chemicals. You know, you see all these like coloring agents and all this stuff. So I am, would you call it, say, I'm not into the whole like new age dentistry, but I do understand certain things that do work. And especially from my own experience, I look at, like I said, just on clinical.
Don't mouthwashes just have alcohol in them as the principal ingredient? I mean, alcohol, in addition to whatever it makes you feel like, does obviously, you apply alcohol to surfaces and it kills bacteria.
I mean, might as well have, you know, some like Jack in the morning, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Jack in the morning. That's it. You take a little shot of Jack and rinse it around and that's it.
That's your mouthwash.
That's it. I like this dentist a lot. We're gonna polish the rims and have a shot of Jack in the morning here. She's making dentistry fun here.
That's all you need. Exactly. So yes, alcohol does kill bacteria, but to a certain extent, you don't want to like, you know, strip away the saliva, and it's going to cause dryness to the mouth, which is a bad thing. So from my own experience, what I recommend patients who are a little iffy, but they're trying to find a way how to use mouthwash, there's a really easy remedy. It's amazing. I recommend this. It's basically hydrogen peroxide.
So, hydrogen peroxide? That sounds like poisonous stuff to me.
It's just oxygenated water, if you think about it.
Doesn't it bubble and fizz?
Yes. So, you know, when you have a little, like the little cut on your skin, right? You put it on.
Yeah.
So you get the 2-3%, which is like the dollar store, the 99-cent store.
Okay.
I have patients dilute with water, maybe 3/4 of water and a 1/4 of hydrogen peroxide. Of course, it tastes kind of weird. It is kind of a little daunting. Yeah. So I tell patients to get some essential oil. If you're into like more natural, get some mint essential oil.
What?
Get some mint oil, put it in there, and now you have your own mouthwash that works amazing. It actually works better than the old school salt water. I have patients that use that, and they're like, oh my gosh, my gums feel better, bleeding is less.
Hydrogen peroxide and a little shot of something to make it taste good here.
Wait, what if you accidentally drink the hydrogen peroxide? It's going to eat up your stomach because of bubbles?
Well, we don't want you to drink it. I mean, it's just like anything I don't recommend.
I don't drink Listerine unless I'm an old wino or something here. Yeah, exactly.
Like a little bit, but just accidentally you swallow. Does it harm you?
It's not going to kill you. That's why the percentage is a lot lower. I mean, they have higher percentages, but they have in the 2-3, which is totally fine. But yeah, this is great. This is what I recommend to my patients because I see a lot of rehab kids, patients, since they can't use Listerine because it has alcohol. So I recommend them to use this because,
have to try that.
I mean, literally, people, if you're a desperate enough alcoholic, people will drink Listerine.
Because
it has a small percentage of alcohol in it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you recommend, is there a specific process to brushing your teeth? Like, how long do you brush for? Or, like, is there any strategy behind that?
You saw a way and you get it over as quick as you can. You just crank it in there and that's it. Right.
And is it once a day or twice a day?
You know, it's so funny. A lot of people actually are still kind of a little not sure. I ask a lot of patients. They're like,
I don't know.
I only brush once a day. You know, that's because that's what I was taught. And
I only brush once a day. You're supposed to brush more than once a day. Get up. I brush my teeth.
Twice a day. You're supposed to brush twice a day. But it's funny because a lot of people have been taught the wrong way. So technically it is twice a day. So I try to really sit here and really emphasize, not just to sit here and nag my patients, brush twice a day,
twice a day. You must brush twice a day and you must do it this way, up and down, not back and forth, right?
No. So you got to think about it. Some people only brush in the morning and they don't brush at night. And I sit here and I tell them, I said, well, think about all that yummy food you just ate all day.
Right.
And if you're going to sleep with this, this is actually what's encouraging bacteria to grow. You are feeding bacteria to grow. Bacteria only grows because of all the food that is being given to it. It feeds off the carbohydrates.
So you're feeding it. Well, you're feeding it by not brushing.
There you go.
Yes.
I get it. I get it.
Feeding
your bacteria. Yeah,
so it's sort of like before. Should you brush before a meal or after a meal? Probably after a meal then.
So in the morning, it all depends on how you are. I mean, people operate so differently. And I just recommend just brush in the morning. Like, you just have to brush in the morning because it helps to get rid of bacteria that has been growing in the night, saliva buildup, things like that.
That's where does bad breath come from?
But then you eat breakfast after you brush and you get all the food around.
That's what I'm saying.
Sitting there all day.
I'm saying.
Yeah. So brush afterwards if you can, or drink water or whatever it is, however your lifestyle. But I just encourage people to drink water.
Somebody wants to know, where does bad breath come from? Is that the outgassing, the outgrowth of bacteria?
Yeah. How do you get rid of that?
Yeah. So back to and I'll answer the question. So this actually correlates to why the bad breath. So brush your teeth in the morning for sure. That's a given. I mean, you're going to do it before eating or after eating, but you just got to brush your teeth. That's just given. And then, of course, at nighttime is actually the most important one. I'm not saying to pick one or the other, but nighttime is actually the most important time to brush.
Really?
Yeah, because you've been awake for so long, food, you've been eating snacks. So when you brush your teeth, you're getting all the food out. Flossing is what's going to help detail it and get the food stuck out in between your teeth. That's actually hiding. Right. And then using some type of mouthwash. So now you are going to build bacteria, but now it's less where it's still manageable. So then it's just a recurring thing. If you do this twice a day, when you have less bacteria, you're actually going to have less bad breath.
Because bacteria is the source of bad breath. It's sort of like giving off the gas.
You have a lot of bacteria from sweating. I mean, that's what causes it to smell. So it's
too bad. Not too bad today.
It's okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not too good today.
So Linda says she learned something new today, going to make her own mouthwash. So what do you recommend Linda use? Is it rum, scotch, or Merlot for her mouthwash?
No, it's definitely, if you're Irish, it's definitely whiskey. Boat, you know, like, whiskey.
Yeah.
Whiskey. Oh, Paul's whiskey.
So
that's it. I have a little shot of whiskey every morning here, and that's just healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Get rid of that bacteria, Paul.
Okay. All right. So talked about heart disease. How does heart disease enter into this thing? It seeps into my brain. Does it hurt my heart?
Yeah. So this is a really good way how I do the analogy to have people understand. So when you have a lot of bacteria in your mouth, I mean, you're going to constantly swallow. I mean, you're swelling all day. So you got to think about your blood system is like pipes in the body.
Okay.
So when you have, your blood is supposed to be flowing, just like water, but bacteria is like plaque. It basically sticks on to the pipes. So if you think about it, if it starts sticking in into the pipes, your blood vessels, your blood is not going to be able to move as freely as possible. And technically, that's what pressure means, blood pressure. When you can't let things flow as easily, pressure starts to form in your body. So it's really interesting. Bacteria is like plaque. It just sits around and it starts clogging up the pipes in the body.
I know it causes inflammation as well. We correlate a chronic dental disease to causing, you know, systemic inflammation. And we know that inflammation is the link behind many diseases, whether it's brain health or heart health, that having inflammation, underlying inflammation, is a driver for those diseases. And that's linked to chronic gum disease that you may not be aware of, right? Teeth and cavities. So you may walk around with cavities for months. And if it's not hitting your nerves, you're not going to feel the pain, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Gum disease for months. Although you don't have symptoms, you have this chronic low-level inflammation that is in your body as a result from chronic infection, dental infection or gum infection. Yep. And that low level of consistent inflammation leads to problems like Alzheimer's and heart disease and things of that sort. It's the connection we're seeing in research with that, which is why, you know, you guys know that I'm passionate about brain health. And over the years, we are seeing a lot of link between brain health and dental health, which is why, you know, Dr. Rose is here.
But you say that so casually, and I've never heard that. I've never gone to a party and say, hey, boy, did you hear this? They talk about the latest studies of, I don't know, pick anything, cholesterol. We're obsessed with cholesterol and other sorts of things. So that's in the popular discussion. We're always worrying about cholesterol, looking at cholesterol or salt or sugar or whatever. There's all these things we're always being taught about, told about, talking about, wondering about, worrying about. Nobody ever worries about your mouth making your heart or your head bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Like this, Dr. Chen said, I actually also visit senior care homes and I do like free screenings. Before the whole pandemic, I would do kind of like a lunch and learn or go in and just do free screenings for these senior care homes, some with dementia, some more in a more active lifestyle. So it all depends. But the ones that I did see, and it's really interesting that the ones that have dementia, the ones that are in a more convalescent home, they all have gum disease.
Wow.
And the reason why I could tell you this is because when I'm screening their mouth, they all have rot out teeth. They have so much, like the breath is so like, you have to double mask because it is so like horrid. And it's sad because they've actually didn't take care of their teeth prior to that, you know, when they were healthy. And as they got unhealthy, it was a catch-22 that they cannot now hold a toothbrush in their hand as well.
Right.
Wow.
So now they got this bacteria that has been growing so much that even the caretakers aren't properly brushing their teeth.
Yeah.
So they are deteriorating as you see them. And it's so sad. It makes me so sad because if this was done properly beforehand, when they were healthy and knowledgeable and be able to take and learn about this beforehand, they wouldn't be in that position.
Everybody raise your hand out there if you want to live longer and healthier. Everybody raise your hand out there if you don't want to end up in a nursing home with dementia or Alzheimer's. And yet, what are we willing to do to prevent that? That's your ongoing theme, Dr. Trin. What you eat and how you live can prevent, for many of us, that onset of Alzheimer's or that dementia or all the other things that go with it. To say nothing of
dental
heart
care. Disease. Dental care is so important. And it's the least on our mind, least thing on our mind as we go through the day, dental care, and it's linked to chronic diseases.
Why are we also hesitant to go see a dentist? I never go see a dentist. I don't want to see a dentist. It hurts to go see a dentist.
We are the most hated people on the planet. Yes, I know that.
I'll go see a doctor and I'll spend hours with him and tell him I got a little ache and pain here. Look at this. If he'll listen, I'll talk to him endlessly. But my dentist, I ain't going there and I want to get out as quick as I can.
We have a bad rap. I know, we do. It is like you pay me and I give you pain. I'm like probably the worst thing next to the lawyer, you know?
It's
the same thing. And I totally get it. It does cost a lot of money too. That's why a lot of people don't go take care of their teeth. They'll go and they'll find out the bill, how much it costs, and they're realizing, you know what, I don't want to do it. I don't have the money. Wow. I totally get it. But in the long run, what is it going to do? Like, what is your value of your standard of life? Like, what do you want to see yourself in the next 20, 30 years? What do you want to be? Where do you want to be? Do you want to be with your family, be able to enjoy life, eat food, and live a healthy lifestyle, and invest in yourself now so that you can actually live long and live well? Because I really don't want to be in the convalescent home. I don't want to be.
But nobody ever says that's how to stop it. They tell me don't eat sugar, get exercise, healthy eating, healthy exercise, healthy living. Part of that is never healthy dental care.
Right? Yeah. It is the least talked about, because one, dentistry is an interesting field. This is one field that there is no medicine or pill that can actually treat it. It is a physical treatment.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Say that again. Right. I gotta wrap my head around that one here.
You can't do telemedicine dentistry.
I can't say, hey, Paul, take a pill. This is gonna treat your cavity, you know?
Yeah, wipe out the disease or something. And why is John Gutierrez asked the question that everybody wants to know? When I go get my insurance, dental is not part of it. I got to pay extra for dental, usually, in many plans.
Why is it difficult to get?
Why is it difficult and expensive to get? Why isn't it just part of the, why is it a separate package?
Well, one is that...
You just don't have good lobbyists out there? You guys haven't convinced all the HMOs and PPOs to just put this in as part of the absolute appeal? I get eyeglasses. They always tell me, oh, and you get eyeglasses in this plan. Well, that's nice. Or hearing aids, now they've worked into it. But dental, that's extra.
Yeah, so like I said, dentistry, this is a fun fact you guys can hear. So on average, insurance will give you about $1,500 to $2,000 per year to use.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That has not changed in 30 years.
Really?
Yes. So, for example, a crown, back in the day, a crown may have only cost $100. So your $1,500 could take you and do so much in that year. You could literally get maybe 5 to 10 teeth taken care of. You could have gotten 10 crowns,
right?
Technically. Right. Now that $1,500 is still the same, but the cost of a crown now is about $1,300 to $1,500.
Wow, one tooth.
So inflation has happened, but the inflation did not occur for dental plans.
Wow.
So why aren't you guys, it sounds like we've got a lobbying problem. Sounds like the dentists of America aren't not just an ad campaign, how important we are, but you haven't fought to keep your product as part of the main package in health insurance and to keep the cost.
I didn't know that.
To raise the limits. Yeah.
And it's really interesting because there's so much to theory of all this. And you have to think from what I just said, dentistry, there is no, I would say, any pill or anything to treat. There is no money making for pharmaceutical companies.
There is no Botox that everybody can make money on here.
Only thing that they have is, of course, mouthwash and toothpaste, but that only can take you so much. That is, like I said, pharmaceutical companies make more money by prescribing drugs.
Right.
There's nothing that you can do in dentistry that can actually do anything. Like I said, there's only physical treatment. That's the only thing. I barely prescribe any medication except antibiotics. The pharmaceutical companies, I do not make the money at all.
That's why you don't work together here. You got to come up with some pills for them to sell, and then they'll put you in part of the program here. Yeah, that's it.
I would be so rich if I could create some type of
a dental pill.
Wow.
Now here's the funniest thing, and if people don't understand, medical is such a big thing because there is so much more components to the body. I mean, medical. I mean, you from head to toe. The mouth is such a small part of that. But people don't realize if the mouth is taken care of, you actually have less issues. Yeah, like, and that's where people don't understand. If we invest money into dentistry, but pharmaceutical companies don't like that.
You're working against their interests here. You're not only not helping them, you're trying to hurt them. All right, John Gutierrez, read that one, Dr. Trin. He's got it down here. Maybe this is the back door way in.
Yeah, John says if studies are showing that bad tooth decay causes Alzheimer's or dementia, then maybe they can eventually incorporate that into health insurance.
Maybe that's the reason that you get incorporated. It's not a separate policy, a separate charge. This is to keep your heart happy. This is to keep your brain safe.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a big thing. But
because maybe you're not making the drug company money, and maybe you're in fact not down the road, you're keeping them healthy so they don't need a pill. But the other drivers are hospitals. And if they can keep you out of the hospital and keep the costs down, Medicare and other things, wouldn't this be part of their push towards preventive? Yeah. If a little bit of prevention is worth a $20 million of care later here for heart.
Oh, hey, by the way, Dr. Rosa isn't a regular dentist. She's a TikToker.
She's a TikToker. Well, she's got that upward frame to her photo here today. Like they frame it in TikTok.
You can find her.
TikToker, yes.
I don't know how many thousands of people you have following you now on TikTok.
I have almost 21,000 followers. Yeah.
What do you do? What do you do on TikTok? Do you dance while you're
I do a lot of skits, parodies. I mean, I show some of my work. Yeah, just a second, kind of viewing of me. And
All right, well, how do we find you on TikTok? I have to go check this out. The dancing doctor here, whatever here. Yeah.
It's Dr. Rosie Smiles. So DRROSY Smile.
Dr.
Rosie Smile.
Smiles. SMILE.
And why would I watch you on TikTok? What the hell? It's bad enough to see a dentist at all. And were you trying to make it fun? What is a clever, funny thing? People go, oh, look, I'm having my teeth cleaned. Oh, whatever here. I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's just for people to see, like the other side of dentistry. And, dentistry doesn't have to be scary and fun. And I've actually got some people to come see me because of that. They're like, I've been looking for a dentist and you look fun. And,
I've never met a fun dentist. They are all like, what was that guy in Steve Martin played him in Little House of Horrors.
Yes.
And he's the dentist who loved to get, and then Bill Murray was this masochist who'd come and say, stick me. Oh, drill, pull one out, take the tooth out. Oh, it hurts so much and everything here. And I mean, and that was the image. And he just delighted in torturing his patients. I'm going to get you and drill into you and everything here.
There's probably some dentists like that, yes.
Yes. Dr. Hey, Frankenstein.
She has an event coming up, Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're really big about doing a lot of community events. Unfortunately, last year with the pandemic, we can't do too much, but we do an annual Cinco de Mayo party. We're doing one at our Fountain Valley location.
And so you put what, tequila in the mouthwash? Is that it?
Yes, I do.
It's in the parking lot. It's not inside the actual, it's the whole
parking lot. So we actually have a taco truck.
No, come on. A taco truck for a dentist?
Yes, we have 20 vendors. Tongue Out's going to be there. Actually, Tongue Out is my charity, so all the proceeds are going to them. Event. We have barn animals. We have carnival games. So it's a lot of raffle prizes. So
you're tricking these kids into thinking that the dentist, it's fun to go to the dentist here.
Exactly. So that actually encourages them to come see me. That's actually the biggest thing. I want to make dentistry fun, that when a kid actually enjoys going to the dentist, they are more likely to have less issues down the road. The kids that actually enjoy going to the dentist actually have better teeth turnout, better, more compliance to go to the dentist, versus a kid who has been traumatized as a young kid. Mm-hmm. Actually will least likely go to the dentist when they hit their 20s and 30s. They now have so much problems.
That's me.
And and now they're turned off because they don't have the money. And so this is where the whole vicious cycle starts.
You just nailed it right there. All I imagined was going to the dentist was pain. They were going to pull something. They were going to hurt something. I wanted in and out as quick as I could. And once I grew up, I never wanted to see them again unless it was an absolute emergency.
Exactly. That's why I encourage parents, like, find a really great dentist. A dentist is like finding a hairstylist, your barber. Like, you find them, you love them, key to them, because it will make such a great, huge impact on your child. And so that they will actually.
Well, John Gutierrez is going. He's going to be there. Is anybody else going to come? Well, maybe we'll all show up and test.
Oh, John Gutierrez wants you to send him info on the May 5th Cinco de Mayo event.
He's
really interested in the tacos.
Yeah.
There we go.
And Linda Nguyen says, Linda says 360 Clinic will be there.
Yes, exactly. And Tongue Out will have their booth there as well. So it's going to be great. We're expecting
about Cross Street.
Yeah, where?
Yeah, we're 100 people. So it's a safe COVID event. We have.
So where again? Give us some details. Where? Details.
So it's at our Rosie Dental office in Fountain Valley. So it's Fountain Valley location. So it'll be at 4:30 to 6:30. So come on for free dinner. It's a great time. So you don't have to cook dinner that night and come out and, you know, just be able to.
Is it on your website? Is it on your website?
No, but it is, I want to say on our Facebook, which is Rosie Dental. And yeah, I haven't updated my website yet, but
we got to get a parallel podcast for you then here. If Health Talks is fun, well, maybe dentistry can be fun. Maybe there's something you can talk each week about. I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking outside the box here because I don't ever want to see or hear from my dentist until I need.
John Gutierrez says, how much does it cost to be a vendor? John says he owns a hospice company and would like to participate.
Wow, look at that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I can pass you over the info. Iggy, if you can maybe give him my number and then I'll be able to take care of.
I'll connect you, John, with Dr. Rosa for the info. But really, it's really easy to find because they're shutting off the entire parking lot. and it's on the corner of Brookhurst and Hale.
Hale.
It's right across from, like, Moscow Park, is it?
Yeah, it's right across from the Boys and Girls Club, the basketball courts.
Moscow Park. But I'll send you some info, guys.
And what date is it again? Yeah. What date?
Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
Which is a Wednesday from 4:30 to 6:30.
So I'm going to go to a Vietnamese dentist on Cinco de Mayo. Explain this to me here.
Because my name is Rosa, see?
I see. Rosa. Rosa, yeah, from the neighborhood. Yes. Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of great community events. We actually did one for Halloween last year. We did a COVID safe event. Oh my God, we had over 1,000 people.
A dentist is going to give out candy. There's a unique combination here. The dentist told me, don't touch it.
This is going, Paul.
Yeah, right. Have some candy, little kid, and then come and see me. Oh, I see how this works. I get it now.
Yeah, I think Iggy tried to come to the event. It was so packed. It was like, what, two blocks? Oh my gosh.
I didn't make it. It was so packed. And as a matter of fact, the entire street of Brookhurst was lined up with cars. And it was a traffic jam because of her event.
Well, she wouldn't let you in because you wore your Walking Dead face mask. You probably frightened everybody here.
Yeah. But today I have this.
What is it?
This guy.
That guy. Yeah. What do they call it? Something me. Yeah, right.
Yeah, meme. I don't even know what you call it.
Yeah, but the little mean little characters in that movie. Yeah. Despicable Me. That's what it is.
Despicable Me.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So what, in the last couple of minutes left, any other myths you want to do or any other pro thing? Let's give us an up thing. Other than brushing and flossing and coming to see you guys on a regular basis and doing it twice a day. Never heard that. Making our own mouthwash. Those are all tangible things. Are there foods we should avoid? Do we really have to stay away from candy and all these things?
You know, I'm not that type of dentist that's going to say you can't have candy or anything like that. It's really about you can still enjoy life, like a balanced life. As long as you take care of the teeth, you can actually keep your teeth until you die, and you can still enjoy things in life. Like, I'll be honest, I love candy. I love all kinds of food. I mean, I love Coca-Cola, but I mean, as long as you take care of it, just like I said, it's just like a car. You're going to have that beautiful car in the garage. Mm-hmm. As long as you take care of it, you can still keep driving it, and it'll last you for the lifetime.
Is there food that would be healthy? Dr. Trin has talked all the time about healthy brain food. Is there healthy mouth food?
You know, it's more of what we call basic pH level. So that's a good question. So, for example, if you drink too much coffee, it actually more of acidic. On the pH level, that it actually promotes more bacteria growth.
The acidic is bad. Like
avoid acid.
Acidic. So like, for example, tea tends to be more higher on the pH level, which is more basic. It actually has less. It promotes less bacterial growth.
What about lemon juice?
Now that's where, depending on cultures. Like, for example, I see a lot of Hispanic families, and usually I'll see a lot of burned down enamel, and they tend to, of course, put lime juice on all their
everything,
food.
Lime, lemon, everything. Yeah.
They suck on it, and they can see it. And now, of course, if you're going to do that, definitely drink water. It's really important to drink water afterwards to get the acid off of the teeth.
I used to suck on a lemon when I was a kid, and everybody told me how horrible that was. I'd chew on a lemon or limes and stuff here. Yeah.
John says, if you send me the flyer for the Cinco de Mayo event, I can promote it to the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Wow.
Thank you so much, John. Appreciate it.
I'm the chair of the marketing committee.
And this is Dr. Rosa. So she sounds, that sounds a little Hispanic to me here. Yeah.
And a Hispanic Rosa.
Right.
Yo hablo español un poquito.
Oh, a little poquito español. All right. There she goes. Hey. A little bit.
Wait. Tengo dos años de español en escuela, pero hablo poquito something, something.
Oh, my goodness. The only Spanish I know is hey. That's all, hey, that solves everything. Hey. Hey, por favor. Hey. That handles everything.
Yeah.
Well, you've had a lot of myths this morning here. How do they find you again? Give us the contact one last time for Dr. Sure. Rosa.
Yes, so you can go to rosydental.com.
That's R-O-S-Y. R-O-S-Y
dental.com. So it's kind of like, let us create your rosy smile. That's my motto.
I like it.
Yeah.
If so my smile doesn't look rosy, then she didn't do her job.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Have you ever seen a dentist with bad teeth? That's not a good ad for them.
Not a good ad.
No. Stay away.
Stay away from that bad breath and bad teeth and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth here. Yeah.
Yeah, but I truly appreciate the fact that that Rosa is not just a dentist, but she's, you know, she's a humanitarian.
Well, that's important. That's
she's
important.
Been to Haiti with me multiple times, multiple trips to Haiti. We've done work together, providing free dental care to the kids and the orphans over there, and so we have future trips planned as soon as the pandemic's over. But
come back again sometime and tell us what that's like, because I'd love to hear the story of kids who probably have never seen a dentist up in Haiti or the Vietnamese highlands or all these exotic places. They're not just afraid of a dentist. They've never seen a dentist.
No. And you know what? What's best about it is, like, I have a line that people are so excited to see me. Yeah. Not like here.
Exactly. Because they have.
I feel like, wow, I feel honored to be a dentist.
Yeah. They're honored to have you there rather than running away from you. Like,
it actually feels nice. It feels like, wow, I'm actually wanted in Haiti.
Yeah. Move your practice there. What the heck? Forget us here. Right. Well, thank you. We're not going to forget this. You gave us some tangible stuff here. And take us out, Dr. Trin.
All right, guys. Another fun Thursday. And thank you, Rosa. We're going to have a lot of fun at Cinco de Mayo, guys.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys there. It's going to be a great time. So.
And you keep bringing us fun dentists and doctors and people like that. I never think of healthcare providers as fun people. They're analytical. They're science. They're there to pull something, yank something, stick something. It's not. I don't go there to have fun. I go there because I have to. So I'm going to have to take another look at this.
Your mindset here, Paul.
Yeah, like, right. Exactly. Dr. Trin's changing my whole worldview here. Thank you so much. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, there you have it. Another example of why you got to tune into Health Talks, because we have the healthiest people talking about the happiest things to put some peace of mind into your smile as well as your life. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.